Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Where is the limit? That is my opening question. And we're starting with Wolves Mania, baby.
Remember the El Cacharo
Yeah.
The puppy?
Yeah. Maybe we should have people text us right away in honor of triumph. I mean, how amazing is it, by the way, that last night at, I don't know, what was it, about 11:30 our time, for the first time in the history of modern pro sports on the male side, that a team finally won a series 4-0. How bad are we? That it took until 2024 for one team to finally win a series 4-0. Because you raised the question to me, and I think went to Twitter, when's the last time a team dominated the series? And I thought maybe Twins, Tigers, 87, right? But
is that more astonishing than the fact that the Wolves have only won three playoff series?
Well, I would even say, I'd phrase it slightly differently, that only 2 years have they advanced past advancing the second round.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And trust me, I was there for 16 years of it. And I've said many, many times in the air, I'm objective about every team in town. I want the story. But even though I've been gone for a while, and that doesn't stop me from criticizing. It doesn't. But, man, I still want them to win. I mean, I'm reminded that – I still have blue and green running through my blood occasionally that pops up. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm not a fan very often. Twice yesterday I was a fan because I'm Team Rory too. And he won. And he was carried Shane Lowry. I mean, it's like reminded me of Dave and I carrying you during Ask Adam Anything. But, yeah, I loved it. But it's crazy that this town has never had a 4-0 seven-game series. How many series? Did anybody total this on Twitter? Did I miss it? How many series opportunities have the North Stars, Wild, Wolves, Twins had? I mean, take the Vikings out. And the Lynx, it's 3 of 5, so they're out. I don't think the Lakers had 4 of 7s. I think they were 3 of 5.
Okay.
But come on. This finally happened on April 28th, 2024. And you wonder why a lot of sports fans are scarred in this town? Man. But this was great stuff. This was apparently rope-a-dope. Because the Wolves went to rope-a-dope in the regular season.
It's commitment.
And they committed to it.
Especially on the last day of the season.
Oh, my God. They in theory, because it was plausible, They could have been the number one seed, but Chris Finch, similar to Burgess Meredith to Rocky in Rocky II when he said, Rocky, we're going to go right-handed until the 15th round. The Wolves were Rocky II. We're just getting pounded. Listen, anybody who acts like, by the way, oh, I can't believe you picked the Suns. Number one, I didn't pick the Suns. I said the Suns were the slight favorite right after. They kicked the Wolves' butt in three games. And they have Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. I thought it's a defendable position. They crushed them. They squashed him like ants, and I'll use that intentionally. So, Dave, did you see the rope-a-dope ahead of us? Because I did not see that Chris Finch, Tim Conley, and the ghost of Marv Wolfenson, whose nickname in high school was Bucket Nuts.
For real?
For real.
Bucket Nuts?
Bucket Nuts. Kevin and I we found out about it at a shooter on Harlan and I. And we had a race to see who could work in Bucket Nuts first. He had the advantage. He was working radio that night. And we had to signal. I swear to God, Harlan got it in like in the first freaking possession. Was waving his arms at me. I was so bummed out that he beat me to Bucket Nuts. those are the Wolves days. It was great stuff, right? If you're a sports fan, it's great stuff. It was actually a great sports weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Twins are back, baby.
Yep.
It helps when you play the teams they play.
Triple A teams.
And
yeah.
We're all touching the sausage. We are all
slapping the sausage.
We're all fondling the sausage. Can we have you on at 12:35? 12:35. Susan
Speaking
Jones.
Of that.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. It's just Adam being sick. You walked in at the wrong puppy time. He's a sick puppy. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, that works.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to say, while I was in the middle of the chaos at the government center, I thought to myself, this has got to be on live radio. So I thought, all on my own, I'm going to call Adam and Jordana and David Josephson.
Thank you.
Couldn't hear
great
anything
drama.
You were saying.
Yeah, good stuff.
But
I thought you were going to tell me, once I was at the courtroom, I knew I was near a Pepsi in a can, and I'm going to bring it back
terrible.
For Chad. I mean,
yeah, that's exactly where I was at that moment.
Yeah,
there was a little pushing and shoving.
Okay.
So anyway,
we'll get to that.
We'll talk. Yeah, you guys go ahead.
12,
go. I
12,
love
35.
The Wolves. We love the Wolves.
Of course.
Okay.
Jump it on the bandwagon. Okay. Text me. We got a lot of things to text on. Give me your anonymous Wolves. Give me some anonymous. Let me go Gundar Zvetra. Let me go. Igor Rakosevich, I will kill everyone in this game, so I won't play too much here. But I'll give you those two, Igor Rakosevich and Gundar Zvetra. Give me just anonymous Wolves, you know, even when they were good, but just guys, it's better when they were just awful. And there's a lot of material because you're right in what you said at the start of the show.
Thank you.
Pains me to say it. We got a long, long ways to go. But number five has a chance to be the greatest professional athlete in Minnesota sports history. He has a chance. That's how
I don't even think we have to go that long.
That's
ways to
how
go.
Bleeping good I think he is. And you're looking at me and saying, are you on drugs?
Just saying, I saw Randy Moss come into the league.
Randy
That's
Moss
a big
was
hill to climb.
Never the best player in the National Football League. Never.
He changed the entire league.
He changed the passing game. He changed
which
that.
Became the league.
Though. Yeah, it did. He Steph Curry, Randy Moss changed the league. But could you ever say that Randy Moss was the best? It's a semantical conversation because I'm not going to downplay your statement. You're right.
I'm just when Randy wanted to play, when Randy turned it on, you didn't stop Randy.
I guess because we can say a lot of people believe Jerry Rice is the GOAT,
mm-hmm.
right? How many times has a Minnesota team had the best player in the sport? If you want to say Moss was the best player, I'm not sure I can go there. He did change it. He changed this franchise. He changed how they were perceived in town. He was a phenomenal draft choice. But how many times I thought about it? Mikan, for sure. KG for sure for 2 years. I will contend the 2003 season, he was better than he was the 2004 season. Because 2003, the second best player on the team was Troy Hudson or Wally Szczerbiak, okay, or Roschel. The next year was Sam Cassell and Latrell Sprewell and a much better Wally Szczerbiak. Was Puck ever the best player in the game? Maybe 88? Maybe? North Stars never had the best player. Wild never had the best player. Vikings, okay. Alan Page was MVP. Francis, maybe the 75 season. Ant has a long way to go, okay? But his decision-making now, his defense, his leadership, and the offensive talent, which is oozing out of his pores. I wondered in some of my hoop talk and text threads, more than you know, I would have this debate with people. Well, can he be – he's going to be a star. Then he's going to be a superstar. But then I would say, can he be in the mix to be one of the two or three best players in the game? For me, the conversation is over. That's how in on this guy I am. He's going to play the best player in the game next series. Denver's going to win, okay? Guaranteed. Or I will buy the Los Angeles Lakers, and I will bring them back to the Armory, and I will bring the ghost of my father back
no
to be
chance.
The general manager.
You're not giving the Wolves any chance?
No. Denver will beat the Lakers.
I thought you called the Wolves already.
Denver.
You heard it here.
I heard Denver sweep over your Wolves.
No.
D'Lo might show up tonight.
Yeah. No, I can't say that. I almost said something. Give me a try. Nikola Jokic is by far the best player in the game. By far. There's a guy in Minneapolis coming from the outside lane who's saying, Luka, why don't you lose 30 pounds and we can have you in the conversation? Okay. God, he's the fattest great player.
This is great.
My God, He's a little fat man. We were just singing the Ricky Gervais, David Bowie thing. That's what Luke is. Luca, mix it a salad. Yeah. You're just a tub of goo, and you're an amazing player.
Tub of goo.
I don't know if Giannis is maybe slightly on the downside. And here comes Anthony Edwards. Plus, in this town, the charisma the guy has. The combination of maybe, because he's got a ways to go, being the best player in the game, and then having Puck, KG personality. And, you know, Moss, when he wasn't screaming at people and running people over, Moss's personality, right? Like, Harmon was a great player. Harmon had a personality that would show you off.
Yeah.
Not really. So that combination. Right now, what Ant said last night is Justin Jefferson, Kirill Kaprizov, the other two studs in this town, hold my beer because I just passed both you guys right now. And they might catch them because they're both amazing. It's another time. What a great time to be a Minnesota sports fan. You got Edwards. I mean, Kirill was amazing finishing the season. And J.J. missed half the season, still out over 1,000 yards. By the way, I heard a little bit of J.J. McCarthy during the 11 o'clock news, I will say, with Yadot. J.J. McCarthy's like 41, man. He's a mature young man. So, yeah.
Don't forget about Royce Lewis.
Royce Lewis is a lot of fun. He's got a long, long ways to be the best player in the game, including just not breaking another body part. You know, is Royce fondling the sausage like everybody else? We got Ant doing the DX thing. We're fondling the sausage. It was a lot of Wolves celebrations, Dave Arrigan, below the Mason-Dixon line.
It all started with Sammy back those years ago, baby.
That is correct. So anything you want to – any Wolves thing you want to – where's the limit? Denver has to be the slight favorite. The way the Wolves played, let's go. I'm in. I think it's going to be a great series and would not be shocked at all. And the two most impressive teams through the first three games in the playoffs, without a doubt, were the Wolves and the Nuggets. Some people might say Oak City. Oak City wasn't very good in game one. Wolves are impressive all four games. All four games. Denver lost. They're bored. They're going to win tonight. So, can Ant be the greatest Minnesota sports athlete ever? He's not now. Nobody's saying now. Can he? I think he can. I think it's possible. Give me some anonymous Wolves, some Wolves diehards. What do you got? You got a Todd Murphy for me? Come on. You got a Scotty Brooks for me? You got an Alexi Shved for me? What do you got? Give me some anonymous Wolves names. And are you on the bandwagon? Because jump on board. Which TV station also is going to jump on board the most?
The most?
Yeah. I'm thinking Channel 9, maybe.
Yeah, Fox 9, I've seen.
Fox 9.
I think it's between 9 and 4.
9 yeah, and 4, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Shaver's always hated the Wolves. No, I'm kidding. 22 past 12 here on the home of the smoking hot sausage-touching Twins, CCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I would have guessed maybe Friday for this guy, but I'm guessing he's not your theme.
No. Right? It's the theme of the song. It's the sun going down, baby.
Sun's going down. Let's go. Let's go. I have attended a Kenny Chesney concert for an hour. Might have partied at our buddy's place and decided, man, I want a peanut butter parfait. And I left. I was like you with Bruce Springsteen.
Did you even look at the stage while you were there?
I looked at the surroundings. I can assure you that. Oh, my God. That I can tell you. All-time Wolves low. Mike Brown and Stacey King pregame playing one-on-one. Neither scored. Watch for a good 10 minutes. I mean, the Big Brown Bear was such a great guy, and Stacy was such a fraud. Rick Mahorn refused to report. Yeah, that's your first pick, you know, just off the Bad Boys, and he looked like Christy Noem had shot his dog. I mean, yeah, he would not show up. Pooh, Hollywood Robinson. I was there in Cleveland when Hollywood went off for like, God, what did he have in the fourth quarter? If he gave me like 25 points. What a sweet human being, Hollywood Robinson. Randy Brewer.
Yeah.
Randy Brewer used to read Star Trek books based on their episodes and would read them, Adam and Dave, over and over again. I would sit by him in the bus and be like, I guess I'm stalking you because I'm seeing you reading, you know, episode 45 again. He goes, yeah, I love it. I don't know. Adrian Peterson, AP, as his recovery that year legitimately was the best player in the game, right?
Yeah.
When he almost had the 2,100 yards.
Yeah.
And you see the highlights of AP.
Oh.
You forget what a bleeping monster he was.
I'm not talking about his parents.
I was going to say, his kids thought the same thing.
Running back that carried his team to the playoffs.
Oh. How about that Chicago game when he was in his rookie year and he was returning kicks and he was just faster than anybody. And if anybody got in the way, he would just run straight through them. Here's a great one. Nicholas Skeetishvili. Such a great one. I think the Nuggets took him like fifth and he was just terrible and Mac was convinced. Played about as well as me. Randy Foy. Peck. Peck obviously was a – how about when they played the Godfather yes. music after Peck yes. was scored? And where was he from? Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Montenegro.
Montenegro, you know. Not Italian it's at all. But we played
he looked like the one of those – he looked like one of those – remember the Superman movies, the three people who had the – I forget. I think it was like Superman 2 or 3. They were like – he looked like one of those
– I know who you're talking
villains.
About. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for Here's sure. one, Cherokee Parks.
Cherokee Parks. Another great story. Miguel used to always tell me, yeah, you should come to practices more. Cherokee is just killing. Just killing. And by the fourth or fifth time he told me, I go, Mac, once they're scheduling games at 11 a.m. in the arena club, I'll be there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's see him do it in the game. The bossy Aussie, Luke Longley, one of the great human beings of all time. I'm tough on Towns. I am tough. I mentioned last week, I thought there were friends of mine here in town who really were lowering the bar because the truth is in games one and two, he had about three or four moments where he was good, you know, where he scored. But outside of that, just incredibly dumb fouls, not good defense. And by the way, he's the number one overall draft choice. He's had it for $60 million a year. I'm holding him to that bar. I'm not holding him to Gnaw. Okay. You're a stud, man. You're a four-time All-Star. He's the guy who told us he changed the game. He was really good when he was on the floor in Game 3. And he was fabulous last night. As Ant was starting, let's go with every term, cooking. A cat was really good. Did both of them get beat defensively? Were they as good last night defensively as they've been before? No, they were not. But it's all over the place. If you want to see it, because 40 people tweeted it out, so I thought I wouldn't do the same. But you want to capture the Wolves' defense. It's 113-111. Wolves up by two. And the Suns are moving the ball in the perimeter with some alacrity. And the Wolves are rotating and switching perfectly to the point where Beal in the corner, dribble drives, attacks the basket. Cat, who so often stands there on the other side of the lane and does nothing, reacts to it and in a defensive position. And then Beal tries to pass it. Jaden reacts, gets the steal in the opposite corner, and it leads to Ant dunking all over Kevin Durant with ferocity like nobody else. Hide the women and children. Buckle up. What a bleeping dunk. Now, do we have the Ant audio before Adam goes? Because Dave had to clean this up. But if you want to love Anthony Edwards, and I'm it's pretty clear I'm now fully smitten with the guy. This is Ant, and I think I tweeted out something like, this is him being authentic, him being honest, him being funny and captivating, because what's Towns' trouble so often? Just idiotic dumb fouls. Just idiotic dumb fouls. Just stay on the floor, Carl, and you're an asset. Ant and Towns, who had 68 points combined last night, and were a great 1-2 combination. Here's Ant on Cap.
Let me just say, tonight he wasn't in foul trouble. Like, the first three games, kept fouling. And tonight, I told him, what did I tell you last game?
He said, yo, find a way not to foul him? I said, I'm going to try.
Like, if you watch the game, every time in the third quarter when we would grow a lead, it's because he's in the game. Because they don't have a matchup for him. I'm like, Cat, we're not going to win game 4 if you foul. I told him yesterday, we're not going to win game 4 if you keep fouling. And you see what he did in the third quarter. You see what he did in the fourth quarter. Like, he's like I always tell you, he's the best offensive player on the team. Like, if he's not in foul trouble, it's a problem for any team that got a guard is because he can stretch the floor, he can post, he can play off the catch, he can pass. I mean, like, he can do everything. So we just got to keep him from getting in foul trouble, man. He's going to be great every night.
Yeah, when Kat says, well, I was trying to play defense. No, Ant wasn't accepting it at all. You know, just stay on the floor. That's another great trading of Edwards. Edwards, almost every answer goes out of his way to praise somebody else.
Okay.
Because there's no doubt who's the best offensive player on that team, and it's him. Thank you.
Yep.
You've got Wolves fever, right?
Oh, tingling with it.
Yes, you're tingling. Normally you need medicine.
A howl.
Normally, give me another howl before you go.
Well, who was the Tubbsy one?
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Susie, come on, jump on board. Give us a howl. Harrigan, let's go.
Oh.
Oh. Susie on what happened with the Landrigan case.
Here comes
case.
Christy Gnome. Hide the dogs.
Yes, hide the dogs. We're back in moments.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The sun or the sun's going down is the theme today. Wolves kick their butt. All right, let's get to what happened at the courthouse. What a great tune here. You know what's going on, folks, unless your head's in the sand for the last year and a half. Ryan Landrigan, fellow state trooper, stopped Ricky Cobb. Ricky Cobb does not obey what they ask him to do. At some point, the vehicle lurches forward. Landrigan makes a decision, fires a weapon he believes protecting his fellow officer who's being dragged. It's investigated by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Mary Moriarty, and there's a lot of controversy about that because a use of force expert. And a use of force expert who apparently thought, no, I think Landrigan was well within his right. Then recently, the lead prosecutor in Mary Moriarty's office says, I'm good. I'm not going to try this. Nobody else in the office stepped up. We talked about this with Lou Ragusa on Friday before Moriarty hired this outside firm. Mary Moriarty is regarded as a very effective trial attorney. If she believes in this case so much, I said it Friday, I'll say it again today. Mary, you take the case. You take the case. Now, she didn't. She brought in an out-of-state firm, which, Susie, do you remember that happening?
I haven't heard of that before.
Has anybody else heard of this before? Dave, have you seen this before? Where we have a lot of cases where the county said, happens with us, we can't do it. Mm. Or we obviously have seen an attorney general step in. And I don't know, does this end Keith Ellison and Tim Walz from stepping in?
Well, my colleague, who you know, Paul Bloom, was in the courtroom today, and he said that never came up in the 2.5 hours. The issue of bringing it to the attorney general, Keith Ellison, never came up.
Yeah, I don't think this ends it. Do you, Dave? The idea that Walz and Ellison would step in?
Maybe it doesn't end it, but like we talked about with Lou last week, it's very sticky.
It's sticky because of Ellison's responsibility in representing state troopers.
Yes, and you know the governor can say as many times as he wants, we're going to put up firewalls, we're going to have two separate wings of the office, one you know doing this, with the other doing that. They're not going to communicate. Who's going to believe it?
Yeah, and for me, let me just say again, I absolutely don't think Ryan Lonergan should face the murder charge. Absolutely do not. I've said that from the start. I'll continue to say it. But you're here to tell us about today. You've witnessed a lot of situations where it has been tense, where it has been angry, where it has been contentious, with opposite sides very close to themselves. There were groups supporting Ricky Cobb, including his family. There were groups supporting Officer Lonergan. We carried part of it on the station, which was a great decision. For the folks who didn't hear it, take me through it.
Well, I walked into the Hennepin County Government Center in the atrium. For folks that don't know, it's a big room. It's a high ceiling. And earlier, so I came about an hour and a half in.
Yep.
When Trooper Lonergan arrived, there were probably a couple hundred people wearing maroon shirts that said support Trooper Lonergan.
Applauding
him as he came into the court. And they remained there. And so as I came up, I noticed to the right of me not as big, but still a group of Ricky Cobb II's family.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, so you sort of had this scene where on one side it's the Ricky Cobb family, on the other side it's the Trooper Lonergan supporters, and they were remaining rather separate for most of this. And then what happened is when the 2.5 hour omnibus hearing ended, there was a spot where everyone had set up to do the attorney interview. So Lonergan's attorney, Chris Maddle, was to have come and stood at that podium.
Maddle, well-recognized, well-regarded attorney, who's not afraid of talking to the media.
No. But instead of coming to the set-up media podium, he came out another door. So all of a sudden, there is this crush of all the TV people and the radio people and the print people
switching,
just rushing over there.
Yeah.
And there were some that didn't get the sound. I was talking to Eric Shalhoub, and he was like out of his mind because they didn't get that sound.
Yeah.
Point being, I, of course, because I'm me, just bust through everybody and stick my mic right in his mouth. And then, but all of a sudden, the entire Ricky Cobb crew converged, surrounded.
Yeah.
And it was like, and they were screaming. I don't know if you heard the attorney speak in one of the newscasts. But
I did, yep.
It was quite loud.
Yeah.
And then when he was done, he left.
Yeah, and he was jousting with them. I mean, Maddle is media savvy.
Right. But he didn't speak long. He sort of made a statement and he got out of there.
Yeah.
Well, now it's massively crowded. You have a couple hundred Trooper Lonergan supporters with their maroon and the print support Lonergan shirts.
Yep.
And now the crowd of Ricky Cobb's family has grown. And I am right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And you asked me about past cases. I have been in the middle of the George Floyd protests, whether the police were on one side and the George Floyd people on the other side, and to be in the middle, it's very tense. It's a little – it's unnerving.
Yeah.
I don't know that I was afraid at any point.
Well, can I say this?
Sure.
Like, the two of us, Carter included, we needle you a lot. You needle us a lot. Bottom line, we all love each other, and you are bleeping fearless. You are the number one person who I know at this radio station, I mean this, who will go everywhere and go up there and ask questions, put your mic there, and get it done. Now, leaving, you might get a date, too. but that is, I mean this in the most sincere way, you are a damn good reporter. When the bleep is going on, everybody here knows, hey, send Susie there.
I think Taylor Rivera, our new reporter, saw that in action once when I sort of knocked about five people over to get to the front so that I could get the sound I need. I just am not a believer in being held back or watching it happen. I need to get in the middle of it.
The two things that you will pursue ferociously are news and days off at CCO. Dave, I mean, can you tell which one she's more aggressive at?
I don't know which is the top of the list, but they're an even, you know, it's a 1A, 1B situation, I think.
Right. Right.
But I did, for folks listening, if they're curious about kind of what it was like, I did turn my video recorder on my phone on, and I videotaped, and I sort of took that side, the Ricky Cobb, the second side, and then the Lonergan side, and it was just this vile spewing of.
Should we put that on the Chad Arman Show Twitter machine?
It's not too long. It's about maybe 2 minutes. And I really wanted people to see the faces.
Yeah.
You know, because.
How close were they?
Well, I was going to say that what ended up happening is that the security, also Ramsey County deputies, they sort of created a buffer.
Ramsey County or Hennepin County?
I'm sorry, Hennepin.
Yeah, okay.
So there were county deputies, there was security from the Hennepin County Government Center, and they kind of created a buffer, wall between the two sides. Now, I will say this, truth, because I'm just describing what happened. There was much more there were more angry people on the Ricky Cobb side, and the Lonergan side would just clap. And so that was how it went for, I would say, probably 15 minutes, and then Lonergan supporters slowly left, and as they left, that kind of took the wind out of the sails.
Listen, you can get a little bit too, because I mean, these Cobb's family versus supporters.
Yeah,
right. If I believe in something, am I as motivated as it's a family member? No, I'm just me. So, okay, how about the hearing itself? Do we want to say about that?
Well, again, I was, just to be fair, I was not in the courtroom. Right. I got the information from my colleagues. It was 2.5 hours.
Yep.
It was an omnibus hearing. There were many, many motions, including motion to dismiss.
Yep.
None of the motions made it anywhere. They're going to have another hearing in May.
Yep.
I think it's the 15th, Paul said. What they are asking for is a probable cause hearing, which is quite rare. And that's almost like the defense and the prosecutors have to bring what they have to the table. So we heard the attorney, Mr. Maddle, speak about how many use of force experts came to be are a part of this, and how many different people said that he was following his training.
Mm-hmm.
That's the piece that they're hanging this on, is that when you drive away and an officer's being dragged, that was a situation.
Because Moriarty, in justifying this, said he was not following his training.
He
was not. That's Moriarty's contention. Excuse me, where Maddle's going to point out the use force experts are saying, yeah, he was.
Right. And the attorney,
which
also
is a huge part of the case.
Huge. And that's why you kind of wonder if the attorney general shouldn't get involved in a case that has such significance.
It's just so rare, right? Where we saw, you know, obviously with Chauvin.
Yeah.
But it's only happened one other time in the history of the state.
Right.
I mean,
and whether this rises to that level, I don't know. I mean, obviously people are talking about it. Judge Garcia is going to decide if the judge is going to allow that.
The probable cause.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Thank you.
We got to go.
Okay.
Susan Jones, more reporting on this throughout the afternoon right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.